So did you stay with the U.S. lines throughout your career with the
I stayed back at sea. I got my master's license I got it very quickly, and I stayed at sea for another couple of years, and then there was a crunch on most of the companies, most of the foreign countries were getting American merchant ships given to them, or they bought them, and the utilage of American merchant ships was, the last ship that I was on, we had four master's licenses. So the hook, it was just falling apart.
Mm.
Yeah, there wasn't any cargo, there were too many ships and so forth.
Okay.
And I had come to the realization anyway that I had better get a little bit of a better education. So I spent a summer at Columbia taking courses that I...
What year was that?
I'd say this was probably 1950. Yeah.
What courses did you take?
I took a commercial law, accounting, that type of thing.
Columbia University in New York?
In New York, yeah. These were courses that I knew nothing about. And then I came back up to Newburyport. I didn't want to stay in New York either, so I got some time in at Columbia and got some credits, to put it that way. And then I came up to Boston, and in 1951 I married Margaret. So that was the end of it. I always thought I'd go back to sea for one reason or another, but I didn't. I renewed my license every 5 years, and I did everything the Coast Guard wanted me to do, you know, and took the tests and all of that.
So did you work for the Merchant Marines, or did you go on to another career at that point?
My last, I did a number of things. I didn't have any really good advice, and I had a lot of problems with people. I could look any guy in the eye and say, I'm a better man than you are. And a lot of that rubbed off on me, on other people. I know I created them. I was not good at public relations. And if I didn't like somebody, he knew I didn't like him. And eventually I went back into the marine industry, essentially. And I did a lot of things there. I worked for a racing sailmaker in Marblehead, Hood Sales. I was there for 3 years at one point. Great job, but that was another working for the plant for the Patriots sort of job. Beautiful job, racing sailboats and traveling around the country selling the sails.
Mm.
And I worked for a company in Portsmouth that built fishing boats and had a lot of 35, 44, and 55-foot fishing boats. And I worked for them. Merchandising and writing the advertising and all that type of thing.
Okay.
Yeah. And the last job I had in that sense, I worked from 1977 until I retired in 91 as a steamship agent. All of these foreign ships that come to port have to have someone like me to get aboard and do all the business. Customs, immigration, stores, the cargo itself, you have to have. Pre-war, United States Lines had an office in Portland, an office in Boston, an office in Providence. But see, then, when they, in a sense, went out of business, or other people came in, Canada Line came in, maybe, or some other company, then they need a local face to represent them. So these, in Boston probably, at that point, they probably had five shipping agencies that took care of all of these ships. And in some cases, it was this company I was with, we represented American President Lines. If they had a ship come into Boston, that was our ship to take care of. That's what we're there for. And incidents like that. But most of the ships that came in were, frankly, tramps. You never saw them again. Although this company did have a Hapag-Lloyd, a small Hapag-Lloyd, German freighter that came Halifax, Portsmouth, Boston, every week, and that really kept me busy. It was a good job, and I had a lot of fun with the Germans. That's where I said, well, take care of this later on. I became very friendly with these Germans, and this ship was chartered to Hapag Lloyd, and the owner would come over here on occasion through the captain for a few weeks. Mm-hmm. So I got to know him. Then when I traveled to Germany, I'd ride on his ships over there. Margaret and I get a, we made one great trip up to Sweden on one of these ships. So that's what I finally did up until, I'd say, 91. And I finally, they pulled the ship out of Portsmouth and sent it to Portland, Maine. And I said, I'm not going to Portland, Maine every week at 6 o'clock in the morning to meet that ship. Bye-bye. I'm out of here.
So by 1991 is when you retired?
That's it. I retired. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. See, and I was born in 22, so I was at retirement age. So. But then I stayed on call with those people, and I did odd jobs for them, a ship here, a ship there, and
more like a freelancer.